Good Lord, what is happening in there? It's Data Transfer, Season 2, Episode 24. I'm Audrey.
I'm Carla.
I am trying to open the wiki right now, and I swear to God, it is freaking out harder than I have ever seen it. It like took me to a VPN website. I'm like, whoa! It's crazy.
That's really wild.
I'm going to waste no time introducing our guest tonight, partner of the Corolla, metamore of the me, it's Elvy.
Hello, hello.
Hello,
welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Good to have you.
Wait, are you the host now?
Wait,
shit. Is that how that happens?
I'm the host now.
Fuck. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wait, what are all these knives in me? Oh!
Shit, I'm already doing terribly. Great. Carla's dead, it's just me and Audrey. Hello, and welcome to Data Transfer. Okay.
How's everybody? What's up? Am I doing anything fun this week?
Yeah. I played Magic. I got like a regular Magic night going now.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's Magic and also YouTube poops and also like casual use. It's a great time.
Hell yeah.
Incredible.
Also, Audrey has helped me get my favorite online deck actually in paper. We're getting it piecemeal. Yes. Because TCG Player is just a fucking aggregator for a bazillion other people.
Yeah, exactly. It's wacky because it's like, you could have one place house all the cards and have like a big card warehouse.
Yeah, have
but
a big
it would
like,
be,
Raiders of the Lost Ark warehouse.
It would be so difficult to maintain a collection of that size. So it's way more efficient to have a whole bunch of sellers maintain
yeah.
smaller inventories
yeah,
and ship
to,
out individually, but it makes the shipping mondo expensive.
Like a library that big and complex, and
yeah,
it's not that different.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
If books were just one like card size.
Yeah, gatherer numbers are basically ISBN numbers.
Basically.
If you think about it.
Basically.
TCG Player really just went, you can shop at 5 or 6 stores or just one.
Or just one.
Or just one.
One.
I fucking love that video.
It's
like,
so good.
That is an incredible piece of internet ephemera. I can't even remember. Did I see that on Everything is Terrible back in the day? Remember
Ooh,
that correctly?
Feels very likely.
I think I recall it from Tosh.0.
Interesting. Interesting.
Which was, yet again, just... It was a TV show of someone showing you their memes that week.
Yeah, it was...
The memes they like.
Yeah.
Huh. Did you see the one where she goes, you could shop at 5 stores with just one?
The show.
Yeah. It really was. It's America's Funniest Home Videos, but for memes.
Except he would say, like, weirdly problematic shit, too.
Have you not seen America's Funniest Home Videos?
I guess that was pretty problematic as well.
I remember some quotes that are like, yikes.
Yikes, Saget. Jesus Christ. Episode title. Yikes, Saget.
Yikes, Saget.
Okay. I'm into that.
Into that.
Elvy, we're recording on a Monday. Elvy, did you do anything fun over the weekend?
Hell yeah. I beat fucking Void Stranger for a friend. I suffered through the ending and I went like, okay, what the hell do I do here? And they gave... We eventually got through it.
Carla, honey, you look so shocked.
I'm just drunk, like, don't mind me.
Okay, I thought you were like,
I saw
you
that
beat
liquid
Void
courage.
Stranger?
I was excited.
I saw that liquid courage. No one's going to get any spoilers for Void Stranger here on this podcast.
Yeah, for the record, I spent the entire intro song downing part of a 40.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to spend my little part of talking about what I've been getting up to, spoiling the hell out of the first 20 minutes or so of a very
From
popular
no spoilers
release.
To full spoilers.
La, 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 la.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No.
There is a game, came out this weekend. Or not, I guess it would have been last week, earlier in the week. It is aggressively French. It is gallingly Gallic.
Oh.
And it's called Clair Obscur. Expedition 33.
Is Gallium named after France?
Yeah, it was discovered in France.
Oh, that's neat.
Cute. Yeah.
How cool is that, right?
Just now putting that together.
Cool. I love how I said that with such confidence. I don't actually know. Gallium name.
I did that after. In the post phonies. I'm like, oh yeah, he had a cameo in the Wild Thornberries. Everyone goes, oh, that's cool. And I go, no, it's not. I fucking lied to you.
the French chemist Paul-Emile Lecoq de Bourdieu.
Lecoq?
My God.
Lecoq and balls.
Yeah, exactly. French chemist Paul-Emile Lecoq and balls discovered gallium in 1875.
Hell yeah.
Clear this, pure. This fucking video game is so stylish. So stylish.
So stylish.
You just, you're dropped into this incredibly deep lore, and it's a little bit, it has the problem that a lot of fantasy RPGs have where it's noun soup. Where you're playing the game and you're just running into noop left and right. It's like we've got the chroma converter, and you're like, what's that? And it's like, well, our chroma is whatever, and you're like, okay. And it's like, and the paintress is, and you're like, sure. And it's like the monolith, and you're like, okay, all right, can we slow down? And they're like, no. And you just keep, it just keeps going. There's just more and more shit. Damn. All the time. And it's executed in such a way that you really don't feel lost. You feel, it's like intriguing the way they do it. It's like,
okay.
There's a way to do it where you just have like an old man sitting by a campfire telling you about Diablo. Stay a while. Exactly. You've got somebody Deckard caning at you.
Piss.
Stay a while and pissing my ass.
Right.
But this game doesn't do that. You're just dropped in, and it's like, go figure it out. Like you want to.
Yeah.
In a cool way. So great game. Can recommend. Everybody, I'm gonna buzz market a very popular video game. Go check out Clair Obscur Expedition 33.
I've seen a little bit with Audrey, and oh my god, it's fucking beautiful.
Beautiful game.
Forget buzz marketing. I'm just going to buzz here.
That, did you
that's
see
too early in the episode? We haven't gotten to the summary yet.
Did you see Brian from Worst of All Possible Worlds posted a thread on Twitter of people reacting to, I'm going to get in the weeds with this really hard.
Okay.
Fucking Tim Allen just posted something vaguely incomprehensible in response to something that Tom Hanks said. And then everybody's on there like, oh my God, Tim, we thought you were like one of the good ones, but you associate with that pedophile.
Okay.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah. The psycho chuds are like, he's one of those Hollywood sickos who's involved in the cabal and everything.
Oh, yep, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're
not a
like,
single thing about Scientology. Damn.
No, nothing related to Scientology, but yeah, people are getting on old Tim Allen for associating with Tom Hanks.
Oh, and
it's
my
like,
God. And
can
not
you
the other way around?
Yeah, I was about to say, can you imagine being on the side of it where you're like, Tom Hanks? No, that guy sucks. Tim Allen? That guy's cool. Can't imagine it.
That's fucked up. That's dumb. People are dumb.
It's really stupid. They're the dumbest.
Tom Hanks takes pictures of like lost individual gloves and socks that he just finds. I
really?
Think that's cool. He's got an entire Instagram of just like pictures of discarded gloves and shit.
Huh.
I want to see if I can get the text of this fucking, because like, this is the actual tweet from Tim Allen. Woody sends this to me as if he is really worried. So I send his, the real Buzz with Buzz.
Biz.
That's the text of the tweet. Woody sends this to me as if he is really worried. So I send his, the Buzz, the real Buzz with Buzz.
The only thing I can gather here is that first buzz means news.
It's a Toy Story thing, obviously.
There is an image here, and it's Tom Hanks pointing at a VW bus that says 1D Buzz on it, and he's like making like kind of like a face. And then Tim Allen is standing in front of the same bus, pointing at it, making kind of a like a smiling face, and sends Woody sends me this as if he is really worried. So I send his the real Buzz with Buzz.
Okay. That's
insane.
Vaguely Toy Story related nonsense.
Right.
Yeah. It seems like someone who shouldn't be allowed in front of buses.
Right.
Like, I feel like he's just going to wander in front of it.
And then... Oh, go ahead.
We have seen the first AI-generated human thought.
And then here's some of the responses to the incomprehensible Tim Allen tweet. It doesn't make any fucking sense, but it's vaguely Toy Story-related nonsense. Tom loved going to Epstein's Island.
Oh!
He is the worst piece of child molesting trash on the planet. Why would you post this?
I'm sure there's like... I don't want anything. This is deranged.
Right? It's so fucked up. Wow, so Volkswagen paid you to sell out to pedo wood? Damn, I thought you were righteous. Says like a verified, and these, oh my god, I just realized these are all verified Twitter users.
Of course they are.
Yeah. It's,
boy, am I glad I nuked my Twitter. I didn't actually delete it, but I've been gone for almost a year.
Oh, thank god, same.
Okay, yeah, no, the flight logs are fully public. You can just scroll through this.
Okay.
For real.
You see any fun names?
Y'all fucking love saying this so much. Do your own research, jackasses.
Yeah, exactly. Google something, shithead. Is Hanks a pedophile, Tim? And then Robert Piazza says, good to see old friends having fun.
Teehee.
Wow, scrolling through this is simultaneously boring and intense psychic damage.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that shit.
Who? Name a name.
All I'm seeing is Epstein himself. I think this might be like his personal flight Zemeckis. Record.
Robert Zemeckis.
Damn, really?
Are you familiar with the 1993 Tom Hanks film directed by Robert Zemeckis called Forrest Gump?
Okay, you can't fucking spring a bit on me after you tell me to do some reading. I have to do one thing or the other. Bitch. Ass.
Audrey, am I asking you to look this up on the on the fucking Twitter thread or the flight logs?
What if in that movie Tom Hanks was Buzz Lightyear and Woody sends this to me as if he is really worried, so I send his the real Buzz with Buzz?
I think Forrest Gump would be very different if the main character was a stroke victim.
Okay. I'm going to send y'all a little snippet of what one of these pages looks like.
Okay.
Yep.
Is this going in Discord?
Into the Discord, the group chat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. There's that. Fairly legible. You can kind of read it if you zoom in, which this page won't let me for some fucking reason. But then... If I click and drag over, because I mouse over it and it's like, oh, the text is highlightable. That's weird. If I do so, this is what it looks like. This is some Zalgo ass shit happening here.
This is great.
There's an ARG underneath all this.
Can we make that the episode art? Do you think we can do that?
No! It's public info, but like I'm scared of what that means.
Weirdly highlighted Epstein flight logs. You don't want that to be the episode art for this.
It changes each time I highlight it too.
That's an ARD.
The formatting is different. The fucking
Oh my god, you broke through the matrix, Corlo.
I certify the statements made by me on this form are true. Total to date.
I love Jeffers is almost legible.
Jeffers. Holy shit. I wasn't expecting to find wild ARG shit behind there, but I'm playing Inscription now. I'm Luke fucking Carter, bitches.
Yo, this is Luke Carter, aka the Lucky Carter.
Hey, today we're going to be unboxing Epstein's flight logs. We have a foil Zemeckis. That's worth like $23 in the right hands.
Oh my god. We're not gonna do any better than that. Y'all wanna talk about Digimon?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, fucking let me get my notes.
This episode is entitled If I Had a Tail Hammer or the Japanese version. Or the Japanese version that we watched, Armored Ankylomon of the Earth.
Yeah. Sick title for a sick one. This episode's actually pretty cool. My first note is, oh fuck, he's gonna die.
Do you want to give some context to that?
No.
Okay. Well, synopsis begins like this. A woman is standing on an apartment building, spying on Ken. Ken is eating dinner with his parents.
I should point out, with like really foreboding, like crackling power line sound effects.
Really wacky.
LV pointed out it's very lame. And that is true. It's very lame.
If I'm not mistaken, was it one of the writers or one of the animators worked on Lane for this season?
Could be.
I think so.
I remember that was true of the Daemon episode.
Yes.
Cthulhu shit.
There's somebody at least associated with Serial Experiments Lane working on this season of Digimon.
Daegonmon. I fucked it up. Whatever. Who cares?
I believe it was Daegomon.
And then you'll... You know what?
Digimon Adventure 02 Scenario.
Script is for tamers.
So we'll get there. But Scenario is a very vague... Oh, Scenario for episode 13.
Yep. Daegonmon.
So that's for Chiaki J. Konaka.
Yes.
Konaka. That's a fun name to say.
Who became like a weird conspiracy theorist and did. Oh my God. I cannot believe I get to be the one to drop this on the show. Did a like cast revival, like skit thing at a convention where the Digidestined fight against the manifestation of cancel culture.
Come on.
Yeah, just Chikai Konaka guy. Woo!
You know what would have been better? If the Digidestined fought 9/11.
Yeah! Which has canonically happened. Palmon's like saving people from the rubble and shit.
Yeah.
She'll never forget.
She'll never forget. She is a first responder.
Ken goes to sleep with Minomon when his computer turns on and the woman enters his room through it.
Describe this woman for me, Audrey.
Purple.
No, you need two words. Second season.
Oh, purple lady.
Yeah. She's got like insectoid glasses.
Yeah.
San Diego fit.
She's got
purple Carmen San Diego. What are you saying, Alvi?
Got a little spider badge on her head.
Hat head. Sure. You know, you're actually more correct than you realize, but we'll get there eventually. We'll get there in a couple episodes.
Oh boy.
It's let me just put it this way. This woman right here, if she was real, I would be making her meow like a cat.
Okay.
If that's a hint for the audience.
So what you're saying is she came into Ken's room through his computer and you got so hard you passed out.
Yes.
Okay. She says that he wasted his potential as the Digimon Emperor. That didn't happen in the... I don't recall that being the text.
Yeah, she said in the Japanese was, "You're useless to us now."
Yeah. In the digital world, the Digidestin are repairing Primary Village. It's very cute. XVmon is marching around carrying timber. And Digmon is like digging into like the subway system that apparently Primary Village has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the digital world. There's a subway system anywhere.
Probably everywhere.
That wouldn't make sense.
Seems to take a little from modern tech.
Oh,
absolutely.
It's like a combination of untamed wilderness and just kind of like technological errata. Just all over the fucking place. There's one place where there's working phone booths just kind of strewn across a beach.
It's like Narnia if it wasn't shit. Got it.
Yeah.
Beans, I forgot to do the thing where we get your credentials, LV. I keep forgetting to do this with new LV, guests.
What is your experience with Digimon?
Digital Disparate. Monsters.
I've played a Digimon for the Digimon Story for the DS and Digimon Story Dusk, I believe.
Oh, okay. Those are world games, but yeah.
World, yeah. Story is the Japanese name, hence
Story is the Cyber Sleuth and probably another one I can't remember.
Cyber Sleuth.
Past that,
I fucking hate the word sleuth.
Yeah.
I've seen a handful of episodes of the dub. That's about it. The only other thing I know is Leomon dies and turns evil and dies and turns evil, and I don't know where he's from.
Yeah, Leomon snuff, Leomon corruption arc. That's all you really need to know.
Ogremon redemption arc.
Oh, speaking of Ogremon, you're going to be so excited when we get to Frontier.
Yay. So they're the Digidestin, they're repairing Primary Village, and they start to wonder what Ken is up to now. They're like, hey, that guy was kind of like a big deal for a long time. We ain't heard from him. Like, they have had no interaction with him for like 2 or 3 episodes now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, Yori is immediately seething.
He's just Yori's like, I'm
if the Digimon don't kill him, I will.
Yeah, it's on site. It is on site with this Ichijoji bitch. They don't think he will return to the digital world. They're wrong. They start and Iori says that he can never forgive him.
Yep.
Which fair. He committed genocide, and they've spent presumably at this point like weeks or months repairing the damage that he did to this world.
Yeah, I had a note that it was really fucking cool of them to show the reconstruction efforts. That's sick as hell.
Yeah, and they show the scale of it all. They're like,
yeah,
wow, a whole day we managed to do a lot, but there's a lot left.
And this is one locale. They have been like working in many, many places. Yeah,
this is just Primary Village. They still have the fucking like Machine Dramon Village and shit.
Mm-hmm. That city is in bad shape. Those fucking Air Dramon beat that place up bad.
And then we get a fucking abrupt cut to men.
Exactly. They return to the real world, and Iori goes off to kendo practice, where he fucking attempts to strike his grandfather repeatedly with a kendo stick. He's so mad.
Iori has the riot of the blood, as I noted.
Yep. The Satsui no Hado is overtaking him, is my note.
Mm-hmm.
After practice, his grandfather gives him liquid yogurt packages and advice.
That's not what that is.
That's what it says in the synopsis. That's not what those are. After practice, his grandfather gives him liquid yogurt packages and advice.
It's choo-choo jelly.
It's choo-choo jelly.
It's little jelly packets. I get how in America the closest thing we have is Go-Gurt, but like...
Yeah.
Come on.
Try harder.
Try harder.
Dub.
Fucking... jelly donuts rice ball ass motherfucker.
Yeah, that always confused the unholy dog shit out of me. I was like, that is not a donut.
That's not a donut. Why would you call it that?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even fucking look like a donut. Have you ever had onigiri?
Yeah.
No.
It's so nice.
I've had it plain. I've had it with like a little bit of a bean paste on the inside.
The bean paste on the inside is good.
On the inside, it's very good.
I want to try it with furikake.
Oh,
it's like the fish seasoning powder.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Elvie.
Does a plain onigiri have nothing in it? Just rice?
Yeah, it's just like just vinegared rice with a little bit of seaweed.
Oh, vinegar rice. Okay, okay. Yeah, I've never had this before.
So that it stick.
Yeah.
It's tasty. My girlfriend in college used to make it all the time, and we would eat onigiri and watch anime because we're fucking nerd asses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The next day,
with a piece of pocky.
Like a real otaku.
yeah, gatekeeping otaku. You have to shove a pocky all the way up to reach your prostate.
You have to get to the biscuit part.
Yeah. You have to get far enough that you're like, oh, I have to pee now.
You have to, yeah, hit your prostate from that side.
Yeah.
The next day, they are all in the computer lab. They return to Primary Village. The Punimon there want to play with them.
Before the next day, though, we get all of them hanging out with their Digimon, just alone evening. Yeah. We get Hawkmon's baby form is, bouncing on Yole.
Is that Poromon?
I don't remember the name. I was just bouncing on her, and she's like, oh, a little more to the right. Oh, fuck my back. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Takeru's, putting together, a little block houses. And then as soon as he passes out, Patamon sneezes and knocks it all over.
It's so cute.
It's really cute. We have Daisuke and Vimon just, snoring in unison.
Was TK doing, geometry homework or something?
Might have been.
Why was he playing with blocks?
They're doing reconstruction of, buildings. He might have been, planning reconstruction effort.
Yeah.
That's so smart. I didn't and really even cool get of him, that. Too. I didn't even get that at all.
Love before they go to the computer lab, Iori goes through the morning newspaper as you do when you're fucking seven and finds what did he say his name was?
Ken.
Ichijoji Ken.
Finds that Ken disappeared on the front page or something, and the back page, and it zooms in on his face. And there's just malice.
I said, the Hado, yeah. The killing intent is a
exactly. He looks at the article and it's because the story of Ken is that he disappeared into the digital world and has now returned. And so the story in the newspaper is, soccer star and all around great guy Ken Ichijoji is back.
See,
and Iori's like, oh, I'm going to kill him.
Okay. For some reason, I misread that so massively that I thought he vanished again. And this ties into, some weird shit I was thinking about the fucking intro with Hot Spider Lady Digimon, where I thought she was going to trap him in a fucking time loop or something, or some Lotus Eater bullshit and puppet his body. I had no fucking clue what was going on there. Why the fuck did it go into, him in color, but his family in sepia with text over it. Cool ass choice.
Because they had been separated for the entire time he dipped off into the digital world.
Completely fair.
I'm so sorry. There is a paranoia agent element here of the news sensationalizing shit that they do not have the full context of because enter the digital world.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, there's an element of all this shit has been being covered by people who do not know that this guy is off killing sentient creatures for fun. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Now that we've said all that, the Punimon.
Yeah. The Punimon there, they want to play with them. Vimon tries to digivolve but can't.
I love these synopses.
He tries and fails again.
It's so great. They fucking reuse the stock footage of it three times.
Oh, yeah.
And they're
you ain't seen the half of it. There will be a scene where, in season one, Matt is, running somewhere, and it'll literally just play the same, maybe 15 frames of him running.
Yep.
Three times in a row, but faster each time.
Do they use the same voice actors for the fucking Digivolutions or no? Because if not, it's really funny. They just had the actors come in and say the Digivolve names for one episode.
What do you, What?
Huh?
When they're fucking transforming, they like say their name and then what they're going to digivolve into.
Uh-huh.
And when they're a digivolved form, they have a different voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's a different voice actor or if
it's... In some cases, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There are it's some just... that are just like, I'll do my child voice and then my regular voice.
And then my regular voice. Some of them are like Bergeramon into Gerudomon and like the gender Bergeramon! Changes of the... From Bergeramon to...
Yeah.
Gerudomon.
Yeah.
Gerugamesh.
But they specifically recorded these fucking baby-ass Digimon forms saying the name of their fucking next evolutions just for this, and that's cute.
The vocals are often not reused anywhere near as much as the actual transformation, so yeah. When they say Digivolve to XVmon or whatever, that is like a new line that they've recorded.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it seems to be anyway. Yeah.
Seems to be. I'm sure there's plenty of shortcuts, but like it's animation. Of course there are.
Yeah. There is an incredible guitar riff that plays every time Vmon. He's like, squeedle me, and Vmon's like, I'm going to fucking do it this time. And then I was overjoyed when they do the whole animation. The fucking D3 lights up. The data flies up into the sky. The data then flies back into Vmon. He spins around a whole bunch, and then he's just Vmon again. And it happens three times, and I was happy every time.
Yeah.
And then, fucking Takeru and
I like that you're using his full name.
Yeah. Takeru and Kari are like, hey, that's cool. We're gonna, like, go see the stuff we already built. They just run the fuck off to be like, hey, this isn't good. We should, like, try digivolving ourselves. Maybe he's just an idiot. Maybe it's just not working for him. Let's try it.
Yeah. And Patatamon is like, and I'm Angemon. No, I'm not Angemon.
He ends up, like, standing upright, like...
There's a hard cut, and the music just ends.
Yes! It was no fucking great. No wind down
or nothing. He's got his arms up like he was going to be posing as Angemon, but he's still Patamon.
Yeah. So he's like, oh,
no, this is uncomfortable, actually.
I should not be standing on my back feet. I have potato body. Gatamon and Patamon try to digivolve, but can't. They think that the control spires are still active. And we look off into the distance. Well, there's your problem. Spider bitch is there.
Yeah, spider bitch.
Fucking, well, spider there's bitch your hurt. Problem.
Spider well, bitch.
Well, there's your well, spider bitch.
No one liked the spider bite reference?
It was probably good. Spider bite hurt. Just kept trying to get a bit in.
And spider bite hurt! Yes, LV.
There you go.
Fucking, well, there's your problem episode on the destruction of the digital world.
There you go.
Yo! Now that is something to bring Justin in for. Holy shit.
That's a crossover. Let's see if we can get Roz.
Yeah, get him while we're still in the Reconstruction era so that we can be like, so how would you go about building houses for digital creatures? What kind of civil planning would go into a city for things that can, turn into 7-foot-tall flying dragons.
I wonder if we could get Liam for this. I think Liam would be a great addition to an episode of Data Transfer. I think he would really.
I
think he would really. He'd bring some heat.
I'd hell yeah.
I know you like Liam.
Oh no!
No, I'm cutting. I'm cutting all this.
Okay, fair enough.
Can't stop me.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I want November on here. That would be cool.
Daisuke and Vmon are given the job of looking after the Punimon while the others rebuild. Daisuke teaches them soccer. And Vmon
before they immediately shit all over the ground.
Oh, yeah. The one just, like, drops heat, like, immediately, and you fully hear the fucking...
And Daisuke's like, are you fucking serious?
He's like, are you shitting me right now?
And he's like, yeah, I just did.
Well, he's not shitting I'm Punimon. He's shitting himself.
I'm Punimon. I did a poo-poo.
Vmon shows himself to be a total soccer star. They reuse this footage too, but
yeah, with the belly
he like jumps up,
shit.
Does the chest bump, yeah. And like drops it onto his like into his stance. Mm-hmm. It's very cool move.
I was fully expecting because earlier Daisuke got chewed out for breaking a window with a soccer ball. I was fully expecting like shit to get broken by the babies playing soccer,
and the others get mad at Daisuke for breaking a window.
But he's just really good at keeping them busy.
Yeah. And it's cute. It's like a cute moment.
Anyway, now we have an assassin.
Then an assassin shows up. The Thundermon is the Japanese
Thunderballmon. Thunderballmon.
But in the English dub, it's Thundermon. Mm. There is an explosion, and the Digimon de-digivolves to Armadillomon.
Thunderballmon flies close enough to like graze the kid, and I thought he was gonna pull his hand away and show blood, and I was
first Trump assassination attempts him. Like first Trump attempts him. Grazes his fucking ear, hits the teleprompter, and a piece of glass hits him in the ear. with Iori in danger, Armadillomon is able to digivolve to his champion form, and Kilomon, somewhat unexplained that he is able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have an answer as to why.
Yeah. Except
that a little bit later, we do see the towers mysteriously gone.
And I'm thinking it might be our...
Do you think the spider lady vored the tower? Didn't she just like open her jaw? She just glorfed it.
She glorked it. She glorked the whole tower.
Just like me around women. Glork the whole tower.
Glork it.
And Kilomon is so cool. Would you describe him for me, babe?
Spiky dinosaur.
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah.
He's a big boy. He's
fucking enormous for a champion.
I really love like the dimorphism or like the like size differences of the different Digimon. Like you've got Gatomon, who is a rookie-sized champion. And then you've got Ankylomon, who's an ultimate size. Like he's as big as fucking Mega Kabuterimon almost.
Right. Yeah, he's like Zudomon size. Shit is wild.
Very big guy.
And he looks so friendly, too. He's just got a big round head and just kind of a goofy smile.
Hey.
They look like big, strong hands, don't they?
So he digivolves to Ankylomon, and then he knocks Thunderballmon down. And they go above ground, it says. This synopsis is so the horse drawing that starts out really good and becomes the stick figure at the end.
Good.
Yeah. The end of the synopsis is Rob Liefeld trying to draw feet.
Where are you getting these synopsises, Audrey?
Digimon.fandom.com/wiki/if-I-had-a-tail-hammer.
I was going to say, with apologies to everyone writing the synopses, but it's fandom. Fuck them.
Don't apologize to Timmy. Yeah.
Don't apologize to Timmy.
No.
Timmy's long grown and is working in the fucking, like, Department of Defense at this point.
Yeah, Timmy's a DOD ghoul.
He's defense. Falling Down was about the guy who writes the synopsis for Digimon.
That would be such a cool side plot. He walks in a straight line home.
Yep, walks home in a straight line.
And gets home, immediately sits on the computer and checks to see if anyone did any edits to his wiki page. And he gets all pissed off when somebody like changes his wording. So he knocks Thunderballmon down and they go above ground. Weird. Thunderballmon attacks Iori again, but Stingmon saves him.
Yeah. Now you gotta describe Stingmon.
Hot bug.
Yeah, this is a Barra like wrestler ass bug. His head kind of looks like an insectoid luchador mask.
It does. And he's got like cool spiky shoulder pads.
Yeah, he got the spike pauldrons and shit and four wings. And it's
From the neck down, he's a Guyver. From the head up, he's a Kamen Rider.
One of the few cis men I might let hit is Stingmon.
Hell yeah.
No, new headcanon Stingmon, transmask.
Oh, shit.
Respect.
Damn, that makes Wormmon's treatment even worse.
Yeah.
That makes me very sad.
Yeah, it's a bummer. The other Digidestin arrive to see Stingmon delete Thunderballmon, it says here.
Like, straight up pull out a laser sword as a middle finger and just stab the bitch dead.
It's nuts. I've kind of undersold how tiny Thunderballmon is.
Yeah,
be the smallest Digimon we've ever encountered.
He is a pixel.
Yeah, he is an electron, just kind of free radical zipping around the place.
He's like a bullet. He's just like zipping around, doing bullet things. And
they can't even show us his fucking body dying like from the thing. It just cuts to an image of him that just fucking fades away.
Yep.
There's a really long shot that we see of Stingmon charging up. Oh, what was it called? I'm always the best at remembering the attack names. Finisher, Insectoid Finisher, something like that. He like powers up the laser sword and then dives at seemingly nothing, but it definitely connects as it sinks through reality into Thunderball Mon and
spiking disappears. Finish.
Spiking Finish. It's really sick to watch. Very cool attack. Very excited to see more of this as Stingmon becomes more of a going concern.
Yeah. Also, Ken steps out to be like, yeah, he's mine. But not only that, Stingmon comes back, is like, I did good, right? And de-digivolves, and Ken just has his arm pre-set up to cradle Wormmon like a little baby.
It's really cute. And it's a cool dichotomy between what we've seen of Ken so far and what the Digidestined have seen of Ken so far. The only times they've ever seen Ken and Wormmon interact is when he's beating the shit out of him or berating him or something. In this case, they watch him, like, for one, de-digivolve, which means he fucking digivolves, which means Ken's a Digidestined. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of you kind of have to be a Digidestined to pull that off.
More importantly, you have to have a connection with your partner. You have to have an understanding with them, and like
you got to embody your fucking
channeling
that
bond is how you digivolve in the first place.
Yeah.
So like we are seeing this man actually trying to work through his trauma and do some good shit. In this case, chasing down Spider Lady who broke into his house, which is, you know, a little selfish. He's not joining the reconstruction effort or anything. He just walks off after this, but he's trying. He's learning.
He gives them this look from standing on the building. He like sees them from afar, and there's this look in his eye where he's like, he almost kind of wants to say something and like be like, "Hey, I'm good now." But he realizes that he probably sees Iori like scrambling to get the kendo stick to go beat his ass.
Fucking chuck it straight for his face.
Fuck you, Iori would say.
And kill him on, smash the bitch.
They see the other Digidestined and leave. They go back to playing soccer when they notice that the control spire in the area is gone. Back at home during kendo practice, Iori cannot figure out why Ken helped them.
Where'd it go? What happened to it?
What happened? And that's the end of the synopsis. So now we're going to rate this episode on a scale of rookie to mega.
I fucking love this one. This one's great. I'm going to give it an ultimate instead of a mega because poop. That's pretty much it. That's the one thing that drags it down because we got good fights. You know, we got a good fight against a tiny little guy. What are you going to do about him? Oh, we stabbed him to death. Oh, we got Stingmon now. Holy shit. This episode made me pog repeatedly. I enjoyed it immensely. But there was poop. So ultimate.
Yeah.
What about you, Audrey?
I'm going to give it an ultimate as well, because it doesn't do all the best things that an episode of Digimon can do, but it does many of them. We get a new Digivolution out of the team. We get a new ally. Yeah. And I'm considering those separate things because Ken's not on the team yet.
And we don't get the proper Digivolution sequence. God,
it's gonna be so cool when we see that fucking black D3. When we see the black D3. Like, shoot the data up, that's gonna be sick as hell.
Yeah! Oh, I can't wait till DNA for the fucking Jogress evolution. That shit's gonna make me come.
What the hell? Oh.
What?
Here's a quote from the dub, just real quick before LV does her rating.
A dope.
Boy, TK says, boy, that jerk really left the digital world in a big mess, didn't he? And Daisuke says, hey, listen, it's not my fault. I'm doing the best I can. And TK says, I meant Ken, not you, Davis.
You fucking idiot.
You stupid moron.
Go back to the babies where you belong.
I love when fucking dubs make a character's trait just, this one's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, Daisuke's kind of played that way. Yeah.
In the Japanese, but he's like dumb and also good at soccer, really cares about the people close to him, and like steadfast when it comes down to it. He's Monkey D. Luffy, right? Without the charm. Mm.
It's probably at least a little similar in the dub, but just like downplayed. I'm just moaning right now.
He also punches people until they become his friends, so he's a bit Naruto too.
He's definitely kinder than Tai was.
Yes, Tai. Well,
Tai was big on the backhanded compliments and shit. I think Daisuke is a little more genuinely, you know, like maybe a little more forward with his affection than Tai. Tai was a little more like standoffish, maybe.
Yeah, interpersonal.
Deflecting
absolutely.
With humor.
In terms of Digimon partner connection, I would say that Daisuke has done worse than Tai. All Tai did was throw himself into harm's way in the hopes of forcing a Digivolution.
Ugh.
Fucked up, manipulative, not cool.
Daisuke hit Vemon.
Hit him, tricked him, put both of them into life-ending scenarios in the hopes of forcing a Digivolution. So, like, a little worse. A little bit worse.
That's fair. But at least he doesn't give him backhanded compliments all the fucking time and downplay his accomplishments. He's like, hell yeah, Vemon, you're fucking best. He's like, my Digimon kicks ass.
He kicks ass.
Especially once he digivolves. Until then, he's kind of like, man, I wish my Digimon was as cool as Angemon.
God.
And then he becomes ex-Vemon, and he's like, he is as cool as Angemon.
Also, LV, quick bit of context. Vemon desperately wants to fuck Gatomon.
So bad.
Noted.
So badly. And like, every single person who hears about it is like, she's too much woman for you. I don't know what you think you're doing.
Woof. I don't think so.
I almost said she's out of your lane, dude. Fucking, what's the expression?
Out of your league?
League, thank you.
Lane of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Did we get your rating, LV? I totally forget. We've been on a riff. We've been in Rift City.
Do you know the rating system?
I have it written down here.
Yay.
Ultimate.
Ultimate. All right, we got a triple.
Ultimate's all around.
Triple.
Which means that we have to summon the Dragon Shenron.
No, that's if people give it a mega, you doof.
That's true.
And also, we don't do that because I'm the editor and that's work.
Anyway.
Okay, that's just a solid block on the fucking waveform. That is just a cube that you made there.
Just cut the base out of it, it'll be fine.
Is Shenronma anything?
Shenronma
one hand. Actually, kinda, yeah, and we're gonna see it this season.
Cool.
I figured Shinryumon would be something, which would be pretty close.
Pussy 2!
Sort of.
Oh, boy.
Sort of.
Did you like where I was just like, hey, new segment?
Yeah. It was good.
It's Pussy 2!
Pussy 2.
That was a real good transition.
All right, I'm going to give y'all the option to go from least to most cursed or vice versa.
Least to most.
Least to most. Okay. Then
gotta keep the people wanting.
Do you want to describe this first one with us?
All right, let's do this.
I will put the link in the Zencaster.
Also, I'm really glad that Audrey was the one who got to say it because I would have said the opposite.
Oh,
uppies.
This is bottomless, so uppies. Sweet. That's only bottomless because that's what they look like. They're just.
Fair.
Yeah. Go. The one being lifted is Flame Dramon. That's the only further context you need. Do you want to describe this?
Yeah. Stingmon is giving Flaremon uppies, and they're like, Sting. I never thought Stingmon would look fucking cute.
But fucking face he's is like
looking at the way the way he's like visibly smiling, it looks like a little fucking Wormmon smile. I love
it.
Flaremon
is so happy to lift his boyfriend.
A little bothered, but not by much. Just like,
yeah.
He's got one leg back.
He is kind of kicking the one leg back. The peats are really well rendered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They really, somebody likes feet.
Somebody likes feet. Because the shading on the feet is higher effort than the entire rest of the image. Not to say the image is bad, just that you look at the feet and you're like, whoa,
Yeah, someone I was did, like, that's some.
Someone put some effort in there.
Detailed ass feet. Someone yeah, Flame Drummon.
Light and such.
Has his arm around Stingmon's shoulder. Mm-hmm. And you get to, it's like they love each other.
Yeah, he's embarrassed because it's embarrassing to be hefted up. But Stingmon's just like, I love my boyfriend. I love pick up my boyfriend.
It's cute. This it's is really, really adorable, cute. Corla. Thank you for blessing us with this.
You're welcome.
Now she gets to curse us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's three of them.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take this one. And
you're going to get medium cursed? Curse. Great. Yeah,
here's your middle-list curse.
So here's the
funny enough, one. The one who describes himself as the middle-list is the most cursed on the McElroy program.
Yep.
Okay. This is cool. Right.
Yeah, this is... Okay, so I was watching Greyfruit play one of the Harry Potter games.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, he decides to fuck around with the player character model and swap it out. He swaps Harry for a pig. And then he decides to swap the pig out for Ron. And Ron's body is, like, scrunched up in pig form.
Oh, it's still in the animations. God damn it.
The skeleton is fit to the pig shape. And this is what Ankylomon looks like here, just kind of scrunched over his own massive dong. I'm noticing spiky now dong. He's got a bit of Frieza-ness to him with the purple accents
yes. and the
spikes on him. A little bit of Frieza on this guy. His eyes are, I don't know what it is about the area around his eye, but it's shaded in such a way to make him look stoned as balls.
That's a way to read this.
Has like chomped into some cactus juice, is hallucinating and horny. That's hallucinating. That's my headcanon.
His dick has like spikes on the bottom end. Oh, yeah. That can't be.
Their dicks
nice
have bobs, Miss Honda.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Carla, Audrey, can't fucking say that.
I have.
So he's coming in the desert. Is what Ankylomon is doing. He's doubled over, just hunched over his own massive schwang.
As hunched over as an armadillo can be, I
presumably
like
jorking it. Not sure how you do that without your fucking finger claws.
He's got both like, his hands around it. He's got both of his big
like,
hands
yeah, I guess
around.
He just kind
of
like got his palms just fucking...
Can I give this image an onomatopoeia?
Oh, please.
Look at that in here.
He does have like a mischievous. I'm jizzing.
I'm jizzing right now.
Flowering the aloe vera with my.
it's fucking Calvin pissing.
Yeah, it's Calvin pissing.
Oh, but it's Calvin jizzing.
Well, that sucks. I hate that.
That does suck really bad.
Just for that, we're going to move on to the most cursed, and Audrey has to describe it.
Great.
It's going to be very fun.
Audrey, I'm so sorry.
I'll live. Oh, alrighty then. Okay. Who am I? So that's Thunderbombmon on the left. Who's that on the right?
Mommymon.
That is okay. My metal Mommymon.
My metal Mommymon.
Okay, so what we have here is Thunderbombmon and Mommymon. More like. Mammarymon, you know what I'm saying? Because these two, they have similar designs in that they're little ball creatures. They're just little balls. You know, Thunderbombmon has like a lightning bolt on his head, but he's just a little orb with arms and legs, and he flies around, right?
Yeah.
Mammarymon, kind of the same deal, but with boxing gloves. How does Mammarymon type with boxing gloves on?
He's got boxing tape all up his arms, too.
Somebody saw those two designs and went, okay, what if they had boobs?
What if they had chin tits?
What if they had tits hanging off their chin that were as big as the rest of their body mass?
Yep.
Congratulations on getting every detail in one.
With big puffy nips.
Mommymon's nips are inverted.
That's true.
Got them inverted nips.
Oh, thanks.
Got the little, like, gotta tease them out.
Yeah.
fucking.
You ever gotten to, hang out with inverted nips? You ever get to hang out with somebody who got inverted nips? It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool.
Just kind of stick your tongue in there like.
Come on. Blah, blah. You can do it.
Excellent.
And the look on Mommy Mon's face, she looks like, all right. Yatta. Right?
Yatta.
And Thunderball Mon is looking very coquettish.
Very unimpressed with the fact that they both have their tits out. Probably because Thunderball Mon's tits are smaller.
Yeah, they are a little smaller. Dang. And does Thunderball Mon have gibbets on his fucking, on his or her fucking Crocs there?
Shoes?
What is happening there?
The little, they're fucking like,
buttons. Those look like buttons to me. So no,
they're gibbets.
Because the red looks like thread that's like gone.
Oh, okay. No, you're right. I couldn't make tits or ass of that.
On account of the huge boobs in the way.
That's right. On account of the boobs, Gordon.
Tits ahead. Tits, big ones.
Tits, big ones.
I'm so glad I found this. This makes
looking
me very
closely,
happy.
He has fucking bolts on like a steel-toed shoe. The fucking Thunderball Mon on the left.
Uh huh. Is that what's going on there?
Those bolts.
Yeah, I've got a pick.
Rivets?
I'm sharing it in the. Yeah, like rivets. I got a pick.
Oh, is this like a second image you found? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
The actual design.
It's like a battery
cap.
Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like a 9-volt for shoes. I see now.
Do you know what also makes sense?
What?
Doing this part.
Oh.
Naming your digital champion.
Fuck, who's it gonna be this time? That's a tough one. It might be Patamon just for being adorable again with the sneezing and the false Digivolution.
Yeah.
Patamon's
a strong pick.
Thunderballmon's boobs.
I think.
Go on.
I'm gonna go with Iori for choosing violence.
Yeah, men. We never talked about this. Men. He's repeatedly shouting. Okay, so it's men do kote for like head, body, arms, or head, arms, body, something like
and
that.
And he's just calling men.
He's just headshot. He's coming up at his grandpa like, try and hit me.
FPS Iori. Fucking funny.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so that's ours. What about you?
Yeah.
What about you, LV?
Ooh. Do we have to name unique ones? Because I feel I'm going to know what Audrey's is.
You can double up.
All right, fine. Stingmon. Fucking amazing introduction.
Yeah.
No one else picked Stingmon, so.
Yeah, no one else picked Stingmon, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Arrives, beats the shit out of the fucking assassin, and then just goes like, I don't know how to fucking describe this. Again, like, curls up in his partner's arms like a little fucking coquettish ass.
I did good, right? Do I get cuddles now?
Yeah, like a Bond villain cat, kind of.
That's a great way to put Worm Mon.
Yeah, you could also say Ken is his mech handler, pilot handler,
Walter.
Stingmon. Stingmon.
E621. I'm gonna need you to kill the shit out of this big titty Digimon. Did I say E621? It's just 621.
Yeah, you did say E621.
You added a lot of extra funniness to it.
It works because I was talking about the board.
Corla fucking logging in for Pussy 2, like. Got a job for you, E621.
Wait, hold on. It is E621 is the website.
Yes.
It's the website, yes. And then 621 is the pilot.
Is the name of the pilot in Armored Core 6 Fires of Rubicon?
Yep.
How did I never fucking link that up in my head?
I don't know. I literally made the E621 logo and stuck it on my mech as a joke, and you were there for it. So I don't know how you forgot this.
I'm stupid, is the thing, is how stupid I am. And you know what? That's really what we do on this program, the Data Transfer Show, with Coral and Audrey. And this week, Elvi, who we want to thank for joining us.
Yay! Thank you both very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Elvie, do you want to plug your social media if people want to follow you on stuff?
No.
Okay.
Me neither.
If you want to find me, look for the second moon and go and go to the northeast. There you'll find it. My socials.
That is where you'll find me, underneath the sea.
Feel perfectly free to remove that if that's not funny.
No.
I won't okay, remove fine.
And that's anything not... ever.
I'll have to live with it.
That bit where I clapped, it's staying.
Okay. Now the part where we do...
Gotta do our shout-outs now.
Our plugs, actually. Or no, we... Hold yeah, on, I always do patrons. This wrong. Patrons. Let's do our patron shout-outs and then do our plugs.
Okay.
How's that sound?
We get to start with the worst of all possible worlds.
How cool is that? They've so sponsored cool. us at the $5 a month level. Thank you so much to the Worst of All Possible Worlds podcast. You folks are great. Mm-hmm. Asa Linson.
Nobody Newt.
Saturday's Claire.
This penguin is the ruination of Western fascism. Cat.
Jubilation Lee.
Pablo Hummus.
Meesh.
Waylon the Sprite Smith.
Maya.
Teresa.
Bubba Nitro.
Gigi.
Gigi. Everyone's most everyone's either partner or, well, actually, yeah. Everyone's either partner or metamore on this program.
Gigi, the central locus of all polycules.
Long-ass username.
So thank you so much for supporting us at the Digidestined tier. You absolutely are the Digi and Armand. And I want to thank you from the bottom of our heart for supporting us. So far, you have purchased things like helping out with the trip and that Corla did to come out to us and getting Corla magical cards, which she wanted very badly.
Getting my ex able to see again.
That too. Yeah, we got glasses for the ex. So it's good. You're doing good work out here for supporting the show. And I wanted to to thank you. Thank you for that so much.
Thank you so much, y'all.
Tangible help to your community through this.
That's right. You know, you want to help trans people, subscribe to a podcast. You're probably going to help some trans people that way.
Thanks to y'all, my titties are continuing to grow to almost Thunderball Mon size.
I do another show. I do.
I'll
admit it. I'll admit it. Yeah, I do another show.
You're hearing this shit? I had no idea.
Damn.
It's called Radio Free Tote Bag, and it's a show about relationships. You can find it anywhere you find your podcasts. It's a goofy, stupid, fucking weird time, but it's also very heartfelt and heartwarming, and I think you're going to like it. Check us out anywhere you find your podcast, Radio Free Tote Bag.
Yeah. I have another pod. I don't know if you know about this. It's called Post Ponies, and it is a podcast about My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, and the Rise of American Fascism. It's me, it's Gigi, it's Ruby, and it's Aki. And we are all extremely unhinged. Despite not having its own porn segment like this one, arguably hornier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a grand old time. You can find it anywhere you're listening to podcasts and at smallgayhorse.com.
Which,
Audrey, real quick, can we talk about the TF2 moment?
Yes.
I really want you to describe this for the listeners.
So the other night, I'm watching Corla stream just some TF2 content.
Just some casual.
Just some casual. And she is playing engineer, correct?
Medic.
Medic. And you dropped like a health dispenser.
An Uber charge where you and healing patient become invulnerable for 8 seconds.
So you have dropped the Uber on somebody. Do we get this user's name?
I didn't. I can't remember who this was.
Very thick Eastern European accent on this man who says, "Thank you for the Uber, smallgayhorse.com."
After I save this man's life, we hear that. And Audrey and I just like stop and pog at each other.
The best part of it was we were in like a big group call. And I think I was one of like very few people who were watching the stream. And so I just go in front of like a whole bunch of people who have no context for why I'm making that noise.
But it's so worth it. It's so great. Fucking like
it was truly great.
Thank you for Uber, smallgayhorse.com.
Thank you for Uber, smallgayhorse.com.
It made my day. Mm-hmm. It also made my, was just like, that's guerrilla marketing right there. Other people in the server are going to hear that and be like, what?
Smallgayhorse.com.
I love smallgayhorse.com. Couponbug.com.
I was thinking of fucking... I wanted to quote that, but I was going to sound completely and utterly deranged. Corla, how do you read my mind every time?
I have same brain with so many trans women.
Well, we've come to the end of the dusty trail. It's time for us to get off our digi horses and head on in for the stands, night.
Let them be by the water trough.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And so, go down there, cowpokes.
Elvi, thank you once again for joining us on this here Digimon program.
It was a mighty fine pleasure, Audrey.
And I'm gonna do this thing where I'd say you should get out there and buy the product.